This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. So, the Food and Drug Administration says it will hold a public meeting on laboratory-grown fake meat. I'll talk about it after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
It'll be coming up next month on the 12th of July. The Food and Drug Administration says it will hold a public meeting on the subject, Foods Produced Using Animal Cell Culture Technology. This will be held at College Park, Maryland, at the Food and Drug Administration Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. Several of the organizations involved in the meat industry say they plan to be a part of that, to be sure. At the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the Director of Government Affairs, Danielle Beck, issued a statement saying they look forward to participating fully in that public meeting. And the cattlemen will use the opportunity to advocate for the Department of Agriculture oversight of lab-grown fake meat products. Danielle pointed out that the Food and Drug Administration's announcement that it will hold this hearing next month disregards the authority granted to the Department of Agriculture under the Federal Meat Inspection Act, as well as the USDA's, as she put it, significant scientific expertise and long-standing success in ensuring the safety of all meat and poultry products. Now, Danielle said under the current regulatory framework, the Food and Drug Administration plays an important role in terms of ensuring the safety of food additives used in meat, poultry, and egg products. All additives are initially evaluated for safety by the FDA. But ultimately, she says, the Food Safety Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture maintains the primary jurisdiction. The FDA says the public meeting is intended to provide interested parties and the public with an opportunity to comment on emerging lab-grown protein technology. I'll be back after this.